Many folks are still trying to process the historic decision handed down by the Hawaii Supreme Court that allows the 30-meter telescope to proceed. Some opponents vow they're not giving up yet, though their legal options have narrowed. The project has long been on hold over legal challenges. We reached TMT Executive Director Ed Stone following the decision. He says it's too soon to say when he expects to have a clear timeline on when construction equipment will begin moving back on the mountain.
We're very grateful for the action by the Hawaiian Supreme Court because Mauna Kea has been our choice all along. And, of course, we still need to show we can get to the mountain, but this is really very encouraging, and we appreciate the support from those involved in this process and our many supporters who've been with us now for this, what's turned out to be a rather long journey that now has reached a major milestone.
There is some concern because opponents are still resolved and may try and block access up there.
Well, as you know, that is a concern, and the governor has made it very clear that he has assured us that he will provide safe access, which is what our workers will need. We're going to continue assuming that we have it on the basis that we have a permit, and until there's some action that says we don't have one. And that means we need to get ready for work on the mountain, and that's what we'll be planning in detail now that we have a go-ahead from the Hawaiian Supreme Court. We stood down several years ago, took all the equipment off the mountain, and of course now we have to start planning for putting it back up at the right time in the right place. And we also have to look at some of the conditions which came with the permit and make sure those are satisfied so that the Bureau of Land and Natural Resources can provide us a construction permit, basically.
Well, talk about those conditions.
Well, I haven't got the list in front of me, but there were a number of conditions having to do, for instance, one of them had to do with decommissioning some of the current observatories or telescopes, and there's a basic outline of what that will look at. That doesn't have to be done immediately, though, so that will not be a constraint on when we begin construction. We've had a contractor engaged, and so it will take a time to, of course, to get it back to get people rescheduled, but we now have a plan to work on. We couldn't do anything about that, of course, until we knew we had a permit. So that will be part of what we'll be doing. Is the next step is planning the details of the getting ready to go up the mountains and then going.
Gosh, so what would be reasonable, you think, to project out as to when you might actually start moving the equipment up there, like maybe?
I think it's too soon to make a prediction. We really do need to have these conversations to establish what looks like a realistic plan.
And so have any of those meetings been set yet?
No. We're still answering a lot of questions to the media, and we'll begin the work getting ready next week.
Do you have to do anything else with your board?
Well, the key thing we need to do is to show that we can have access to the mountain, we have safe access, and so that's the next milestone that the board will have in their decision.
When do they meet next?
Well, we have four meetings a year, so we'll have one another early next year.
Okay, and so you'll get a better handle on timeline once you sit down and talk with the contractor as well?
That's right. Once we have access, then we will have a clear plan for the starting this construction on the mountain, and that will allow us to establish what the budget is going to look like from there on.
And is there anything that you have to do as far as the project in the Canary Islands?
Well, we will continue so that we will have in place all of the permits and agreements that we need, so that should it not be feasible to build in Hawaii, that we will have that as our backup.
Right, but it seems with this decision that the hurdles are clear.
Yes, there's no doubt that we're on the right track. Once we have firm dates, then we can work on the cost that we know it will being more expensive than we had originally planned, because we've had a stand down of 3 years, or 4 years, I guess it's been. But exactly what the schedule looks like in the future will be something that we will be working on now that we have a permit, and as we work to get ready to go up to the mountain and start working. Mauna Kea, of course, is a wonderful mountain. It's really important to a lot of different people, certainly the cultural practitioners and astronomy. But as you know, there are lots of other Hawaiians who are interested in the mountain as a place to go, to hunt, artists. And so there this is something which is we're sharing, and we have to find a way to share the mountain. Another contribution that I think the TMT can make to Hawaii is to help the recovery from the impact of the volcanic activity, volcanic eruptions. And clearly, will be a lot of jobs building the observatory, and there'll be a number of jobs actually then operating the observatory in the years ahead. So I think we hope we can contribute to not only the science that's going to be really world-class science, but also of the Hawaiian community through a scholarship program and through other educational programs, workforce pipeline, which is there to help the educational aspects of getting jobs in the future. So I think that we can help contribute to the Big Island in many ways.
That was Ed Stone, TMT Executive Director. We did reach out to Hilo attorney Richard Werdeman, who sued to block the telescope project, but have yet to hear back.